I always enjoy kids I know from the High Plains radio listening there go on to school and they go into communications journalism, whether it be radio, newspaper, or TV. And this young man from Dundee County, Stratton, of course, we watched many years playing sports, all sports there at DCS. Enjoyed watching him. Went out and played a little football at Concordia. Now he's at UNL studying journalism and communications. Bobby Schneider has his own YouTube channel as well, covering Nebraska football. Bobby, I've listened over the past week or so since I hooked up with you and connected you on this. I've watched a lot of your YouTube videos. Wow, very, very impressive. You love what you're doing and you're good at it, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, it's been a true blessing. Concordia, I went there and loved it, but I was looking at having some more surgeries on my arm, and then I had a bum knee, so I decided what's next. And you know, God just kind of placed going to University of Nebraska. I always wanted to go there and play, of course, like any other kid. But then I found that there's something even more or better off for me long term, and gave the sports writing a shot. And then that's kind of turned into a bunch of opportunities I've got just through some connections I've made. And now it's kind of interesting where the landscape of where print writing is going. So a lot of it's been turning to digital, but it's been awesome.
Oh, my gosh. You ain't kidding. So many YouTube channels out there on different subjects, sports, news, entertainment. I mean, my gosh, there's too many to name off that what we see every single day. But very impressed. How did you get hooked up in the digital and YouTube? Did you just kind of pick up on it yourself, or did somebody help you with it?
Yeah, so they have at the university, they have these experience labs, and in all honesty, everything I've done with my YouTube channel has been solely by myself, and some of it's been really bad, I'll be honest. It's been a work in progress, but I've realized over time just how to deliver information in a clear and concise manner, and yet I still ain't perfect, got a long ways to go. But yeah, I just started up the YouTube channel, and I was filming it with my grandpa, who lives 5 miles north of Lincoln, just talking football. That's where it started. And then one of my friends that was an intern with me at Husker Online wanted to come on and start doing weekly previews. And then I'm just doing that. And then this on Monday, I got to interview actually Tay Ellis, who is the latest commit for the Nebraska 2027 class. So just been trying to grow it. Nowadays, it's such a competitive field so you have to have a platform, have to have information. It's kind of sad because there's so many students that go into journalism or broadcasting and they don't have any reps of anything. And that was the number one thing I've been told by all media professionals down here, is reps is key.
And I love the one with Tay Ellis as you're getting into recruiting. Was this your kind of your first podcast YouTube segment on recruiting, or have you done, I look for some others, have you done some others in the past too?
Yeah, this is the first on my podcast episode. I've interviewed Jace Reynolds, who is the only in-state recruit for the 2026 class. And then I've also interviewed Kylon Haney, who did have a Nebraska offer. It's kind of up in the air if they're going to still honor that, because they're going after some other running backs. But from Omaha Central, I interviewed him. And then Torrey Pittman, who is going to be a five-star once they update the rankings on Rivals. He goes to Omaha Central as well, and he's committed to the Huskers for 2027. So I've done and then I also got to talk to Matt Erickson. He just committed in September in that 27 class as well.
Wow, you are all over it as far as recruiting is concerned. That's what there's a ton of Husker fans that, of course, follow the team, obviously, during the season. But, boy, is there even more that just the recruiting, they just love the recruiting aspect and following and who's going to go where?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy nowadays. It's not beneficial for people in Lincoln wanting to cover Nebraska football recruiting because it's so national now. I mean, most of the kids in this class for 2026 are going to Iowa State. 2027, they're kind of getting a couple in-state kids, but that's what kind of sucks with not having the walk-on program anymore, is you can't drive up to Wahoo and go watch the kids they're going to have come in as a walk-on, and that kind of stinks.
Of course, working with internship with Husker Online, we know Sean Callahan. Gosh, he's been down here, McCook, over the years and done a little segment here. I don't think he came in last year, but for the longest time, he'd come down here. He was invited. I know Coach Jeff Gross here at McCook, and we got Sean to come down, but he's been with Husker Online. I take it you've had a chance to get with him and talk to him a little bit about what his career is kind of real. He's got an incredible career going right now.
Yeah, Sean's awesome. He, out of everybody in the media profession, Sean's arguably the most successful, and he's the easiest to approach and talk to. And I interviewed him my sophomore year for a class. I just DM'd him on Twitter, and he let me do it. And then I asked him, he was telling me they offer internships, and I said, well, what do you do? And he told me he said reps is number one. So that's basically what I did for a year. I wrote for Adam Carriker's website for free, did that for a year, and then just went to all the football spring press conferences, talked to him, and just did an interview and said, hey, I'll do whatever you want. And it's been amazing ever since.
Okay, Bobby, let's get your take on the season so far. Things going well, coming off the battle out in UCLA, and, of course, quarterback situation. Injured quarterback, freshman comes in, does a pretty good job. Your thoughts on how the season has gone so far?
Yeah, I'd say that win and loss wise, I'd say it's right on track for a lot of people projected. But I will say sometimes the product of play has really disappointed Husker Nation, especially with the rush defense, which was expected since Ty Robinson and Nash Hutmacher departed. That's still a lingering weakness. And then, of course, Dylan Riley going down. He had some lows this season. But at the same time, I'd expect him to be back next year. TJ Lateef, his phone's going to be ringing. Matt Rhule even said it on Monday. Dude brought some electricity that Nebraska's offense really hadn't shown ever since at least Maryland, from what I was taken away from that game. And then looking like what's going to be interesting to see what Lateef brings at Penn State.
Yep, two games left. Got a bye week this week. Penn State and then Iowa to wrap up the regular season. Boy, if Nebraska can go 2-0 and go into, should get a pretty good bowl situation, a bowl pick if they would win their final two.
Yeah, it sounds like if they win the next two, it's pretty much going to be Orlando. And then if they win one of the two, it sounds like the winner of the Iowa-Nebraska game is probably going to wind up going to Tampa for the ReliaQuest Bowl. And then if they lose out, probably looking at Vegas. So I think they're all pretty good matchups, and the Nebraska fan base can definitely travel down. New York City was a lot more of a hassle to get to. But, and who knows with the way the Big Ten is right now. I mean, teams like Oregon, USC, even Illinois, Washington, you got to watch what they do in the next couple of weeks to decipher who goes where with the bowl selection.
I know a lot of your work is on Nebraska football, but you have branched out a little bit. I saw a segment the other day you posted on Nebraska wrestling. Are you going to try to pick up some more sports, do some more sports, or right now just during the football season, I'm just going to concentrate on one sport?
Yeah, so for Husker Online, this is the first year that they're having somebody cover the wrestling beat full-time, so that's what I've been doing there. Tonight I'm covering Nebraska women's versus Creighton, so that'll be something fun to do. So basically just doing whatever I can to help out. This was actually my first year covering wrestling. I only did it once when I was a little kid, but I've really found it's a great sport. Nebraska's got the number two ranked team. They have some of the best athletes in the country. They have a defending national champion in Antrell Taylor. And their head coach, Mark Manning, is just a stand-up guy. And I think he's been saying, I was in the Zoom conference. They have the national duels this weekend with some of the top programs. And Iowa's coach was in there, Ohio State's, and then Manning was in there as well. And they just said, wrestling is a great product of a sport, and it needs to just continue to grow.
You literally could be keeping busy during the winter sports season, especially with basketball, women's, men's, and wrestling. You could be busy pretty much every night of the week, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, the beauty of it is it doesn't ever really feel like I'm working. But yes, there are some long days. Even covering a football game, I remember I got home after the USC game at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I loved it. I mean, some of that's by my choice. I wanted to go video a stand-up afterwards for my personal account, but I had to get my story published. And it's a grind, but if people are willing to put in the work just about with anything, it pays off, I think, long-term.
So, Bobby, you're going to graduate after this season. You're done. What do you want to do? What's your goals after when you graduate and move on and make a lot more money doing what you're doing?
Yeah. Like I said earlier, it's interesting with the world of AI now. I'm showing into this. Not that many people want to be an actual sports writer. I'm hoping I can find somebody to keep me around here in Nebraska. I'd love to cover the Huskers. And then I've also thought, it's interesting because I've talked to the people that do the local 308 NTV. I know those guys pretty well, and they don't have anybody that goes past, I believe, Grand Island. And I'm thinking, man, that's sad. So that's why I was thinking I'd like to even reach out to one of those local stations, whether it's the local 1011 CBS or NTV, because they have channels out west, but they don't have the coverage. So I was thinking, shoot, I'll drive out there Friday and shoot somebody, because I love the 308, and it's crazy how much support I've gotten from people, not only from Binkelman, which has been incredible, but just surrounding towns and everything. And there's still great products out there, and I'd love to go cover them.
Yeah, I'm sure you got a lot of fans back at home at Binkelman, Dundee County, Shrenton High School that follow your work and do so on a daily basis, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, I growing up in Binkelman, I was always grateful before I grew up, but then when I moved down to the city, I was thinking, wow, people there are just incredible, just from the local scholarships our school foundation had set up for our graduating class, to my family, to just just acquaintances I knew down in Binkelman that all have supported my work, and I cannot thank them enough. It's been very incredible.
Heck, I even forgot. I was down there in Lincoln just the other day for state volleyball, and Dundee County Stratton was, of course, playing there. Did you have a chance to have any time to check out any of those matches?
I didn't. I was actually in Matt Rule's press conference when they were the volleyball team was playing, but they had an incredible season, and I'm really happy to see them turn that around. I know when my sister was in high school, they didn't do too well in volleyball, and now they got the women's sports in Binkelman back to where it belongs. I mean, Binkelman's always had one of the better women's sports programs, and I know the football team as well lost a heartbreaker last Friday, which was hoping to get them down to Lincoln to maybe do some coverage on them as well. But overall, I mean, it's incredible, especially with winning two state championships in track and field last year.
I know Alyssa, your sister, she's kind of dabbled a little bit in I know the Strive back at DCS in her high school years a little bit. And I know Kennedy Bailey right now has been doing like some of the play-by-play for some of the Strive and stuff like that. So it's kind of a thing there with some of those DCS students. I don't know if anybody before you was doing it, but you might have created something here, Bobby.
Yeah, no, I'll give Lisa Fox, who kind of runs that with the digital at the high school, but she does a great job, especially because a lot of the stuff that they taught down in at UNL, I mean, it's stuff that she kind of started to teach high schoolers. And I'm thinking, wow, that was really beneficial. So I think that's awesome they're doing that. And I hope that people that stick with it and definitely pay attention to some things.
Bobby, once again, if folks are interested, your YouTube podcast, it's all that stuff is free, doesn't cost anything. You always look for subscribers to help you out. The more, the better for you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd love to monetize it at some point, especially because that's the big thing is even the biggest names have so many different platforms. I mean, Sean Callahan owns Husker Online, but he still does work for ABC. He has sponsors for his podcast, so it's definitely pivotal, and I'd love to be able to monetize at some point. It's been able to grow percentage-wise really well, so I'm very grateful for where I'm sitting there.
Well, you keep doing what you're doing, Bobby. You're going to have a lot of sponsors on board, and again, you got to pay the bills somehow, some way, and I don't think you're going to have any trouble with that whatsoever in your near future.
Well, I really appreciate it. That's a total honor, especially coming from a media professional like yourself.
I appreciate it. Bobby, good to talk to you. We'll keep watching once again your YouTube, your podcast, and everything. Keep up the good work. And thank you again for the time here this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Rich. And thank you to everybody who's followed myself. And God bless everybody.